This is MC Fontaine on Audio Mo Day 15. Anyone who knows me will know that I'm not a sporting fan whatsoever. Atmospheric's a big fan of football. So, especially every 4 years, we have a bit of a, I suppose, what you would class as a stereotypical gender role reversal. So, she will be shouting at the TV, and I, like last night, came upstairs and recorded some music instead. But we got home this evening after being out all day and put the football on, sat and had a cup of tea, and I suffered 15 minutes of the football. It wasn't the football, it wasn't the game that annoyed me. It was just the dreadful, inane drivel of the commentators. There's one sport that I like, in a way, and it's not because of the sport itself, mainly. So it would be Test Match Cricket. And my love of that is simply due to the what I think is just unbelievable skill and eloquence of the Test Match Special Team. So people who don't live in England, a Test Match can go on for 4 to 5 days. And the BBC broadcast live ball-by-ball commentary. So every single ball that's bowled, there's someone doing commentary on it. Now, cricket is a slow game, and there are big gaps in cricket. But I think I could safely say I've never listened to an episode of, or any part of an episode of TMS, and not been enthralled. It's obviously the commentators they get, but their descriptions and their eloquence, and it's that perfect word. It's so engaging. It just draws you in, and, you know, a picture can paint 1,000 words. Well, they paint amazing pictures in sound. And, you know, this is something that I've loved for probably 20 years. It was one of the things that, you know, first sort of gave me a love of audio and spoken word. It's a skill. To be able to produce engaging audio like that is fantastic. And that's, you know, in what I do work-wise, that's what I'm always looking for. But those football commentators, oh dear. Bye!